All right, cool. So obviously the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 19th year. Now, this is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. And the survey gets opinions from the youth here in South Africa between the ages of 8 to 30. That means kids, teens, young adults, as well as young professionals. Now, something that's really exciting is that this year it's going to be throughout the whole month of September. That means there's a little something for everybody. On the 7th is the interactive showcase. On the 20th are the main awards. And on the 28th of September is the Youth Marketing Conference. Now, if you want to participate or you just want more information, it's pretty easy. Just go to sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And as always, we make sure that we introduce you to the important people who are participating in the event, because these are the people that we need to talk to. These are the people that are the steerings, as I like to say, in everything important. And today is no different. I'm joined in studio with Teboho Motlhame, and she is the marketing manager at Sky Distributions. Now, Sky brands, obviously, you know, Converse, Rookie SA, and many more. But, you know, you guys have partnered with the Sunday Times Gen Next campaign. And I mean, if I was a youth, I'd be very excited. Sometimes I'm a youth, sometimes I'm not. But if I was one of the kids, I'd be like, damn, those are my favorite brands that are doing big things. So firstly, welcome Teboho to CliffCentral.com.
Thank you. And thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's only a pleasure to be chatting to you this morning. So what exactly can the youth look forward to from the Converse and Rookie USA brands this year? I mean, are there any exciting campaigns you guys are working on? Is there something that, you know, you have up your sleeves that we can look forward to?
Up my sleeve, there are many, but what they can look forward to is really constant innovation and fashion for like every individual. So think about it this way, like a look for every moment.
Yeah.
On campaigns, if I told you,
yeah,
people wouldn't get excited when they saw them, right? Okay, so you're going to have to wait.
We have to just wait. Okay, can't you give us like a little bit of a taste? Just a small onion on. Don't give away too much. Just like something to bait us.
Something small.
Yeah.
Well, if you know Converse, you know that we have different pillars. We've got music, we've got sport, we've got fashion, we've got art. Yes. So you can look forward to all of those from a campaign's perspective. Who knows? Some people might be singing, some people might be bimbaring. Ooh, we don't know.
Okay, this sounds really exciting. It's literally hitting all of the touch points, all of them. Like, as I sit here, I'm actually wearing Converse leggings underneath the skirt, and I'm proud to be wearing them now because I'm talking to you. So I feel even more involved.
Yes, girl.
So, Teboho, why is this partnership with Sunday Times Gen Next so important, specifically to your brand? Because like you've just mentioned, there's so many pillars that Converse, for example, is involved in, and this is essentially the lifeblood of being a youth. It's expressing yourself, and all of those things are the means. So why is a partnership like this so important to you guys?
You know, to put it simply, they speak to who we speak to.
Sure.
And they understand, do the upliftment. So
yeah,
the question I would ask everybody else is, why not?
Oh, bars, just like that. Nothing else, just that. And if you know, you know.
Yeah. I think, you know, like, that's what I'm saying, like, why not? I mean, if you want people that understand the youth, they've been interacting with them, they do their upliftment, and I mean, everything that they stand for and everything they do around the youth, that's something that, like, you know, that we like doing.
Yeah. And so, you guys do it so well. It's almost like you are one with them. Like, quite literally, as far as like synergy goes and energy and just alignment and in syncness, like, you guys really hit the nail on the head with that.
If you can't beat them, join them. I'm kidding.
Yo, I'm here for this. Teboho, what does youth marketing mean to your brand? I mean, many people try. Many brands say that they understand the youth, but not everybody's able to do it. And you guys have successfully done that. So what does youth marketing mean to you guys?
Whew. That's a whole mouthful. Hey, it depends which way you look at it. I mean, there's so many ways to skin a cat.
Yeah.
Youth marketing. What does it mean for us? It's really important to our brand, firstly, because it's really something that helps us evolve, something that makes us become more relatable.
Mm.
You said something earlier saying that, you know, we are so in sync.
Mm.
It's because we listen.
Sure.
We don't necessarily dictate.
Sure.
The people that we are dealing with, yes, they challenge the status quo and do all of that. So it's really about doing things that are in partnership more than in dictation with the youth.
Sure. And Teboho, how have you managed to keep these brands relevant? How has Converse always been the girl? how has Rookie USA always been the greatest? How have you been able to be top of mind all the time?
I mean, firstly, it's by partnering up with the strategic partners that, you know, that speak to the youth, like we did now with Sunday Times.
Sure.
And secondly, by partnering with individuals that are within the community, that are within the space. If you look at one of our programs, we've got the All-Star program, where we have got individuals in different communities within the different pillars that are constantly living our brand narrative. And our brand narrative is about creating next.
Sure.
So we are a brand that gives you the platform to go and for you to create your next.
Yeah.
So think about it. Converse is a blank canvas.
Mm.
So we are the brand that gives you the platform. So we say, how we are the tools, go do you. But don't just do standard you. Exceed the ceiling.
Yeah.
And show what next is.
Sure. You know, do the best boundaries. Version of you. Yeah, absolutely. I like that. And I mean, everybody has a pair of All-Stars. I mean, it's like a classic, you know, shoe. But like, that just speaks to what Converse essentially is. It's just a place where you can go and be a classic, but still you can be yourself.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, look at the canvas. The canvas, we all have, like you say, your classic Converses, but everyone, all of us look differently.
Exactly.
Because you, it's a shoe for everyone.
Sure.
And you don't have to look the same as everybody else.
And you won't. You'll wear it how you wear it. Yes. You'll rock it how you rock it.
Exactly.
I love it here. Deboho, what do you think the youth are looking forward when it comes to being marketed to? I mean, you spoke earlier about not dictating and listening and partnering, but from a youth perspective, what do you think the kids are looking for?
Look, I think that when you look at post feel and touch and experiences, they're really looking for a brand that can build a connection with.
Sure.
So I think more importantly, if you like, they're looking for brand authenticity.
Yeah.
So a brand that is authentic in their way of being, in their way of communication, in their way how they interact with you, and not just saying that, you know, we are about this, you know, putting your money where your mouth is.
Sure.
Putting a stamp on it. And also, it's just, like I said, brands that are also loyal to them, brands that they can also be loyal to, brands that listen. And I think listening is very important.
Yeah.
If you don't listen, it's like, you know, people can just dictate, you know, I want. So it's really brand authenticity. I think it's what they're looking for. I think if you're going to do something, don't lie to them.
Please.
They can see through it.
We can see right through it.
A mile away.
Especially now more than ever. Social media is like separating the real from the fake. Like, we can see when a brand is just jumping onto a trend or like trying to speak in a particular language because they want to be cool. Like, we can see right through you. Be honest. I like the word authentic, but I also feel like it's so overused. Like, every boardroom that I'm in these days, we need authenticity. I'm like, do you guys even know what that is anymore? So it's refreshing to know that, you know, what you guys do is almost like it's based in that because that's such a vital part. But I'm sure there are some limitations when it comes to youth marketing. And if there are, this is a safe space. You can share them with us. We'll be taking notes.
Look, I every brand has limitations.
Sure.
I mean, we're not the first and absolutely not the last. The youth, they're very impressionable. So whatever you do, you need to make sure that, you know, you say it correctly, that it does leave some sort of good impression. But also, if you think about it, right. How do you tell the people what you need to value? So you're not you're telling people that you can't sell value, but you're also trying to tell them that, you know, they're trying to tell you that, you know, they're all cool.
Yeah.
And how many of them are around, and you have to now kind of talk to all of the cool squad and all the cool gang.
Yeah.
So it does become interesting.
Yeah.
To communicate. However, the limitations aren't as much because, like I said before, we don't dictate.
Yeah.
Because being in a space of culture, and when you don't dictate, things become easier because it becomes a natural progression how you communicate to them.
Sure.
So the limitations become slightly
less and less.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I get it. So it almost doesn't sound like there's a lot of limitations. Or even if they are, you guys are just so on top of it that you don't recognize them as limitations.
Yeah, true. Except being a parent, you must give your bank account.
Ooh, okay. So, see, that conversation is for another day. Definitely not today, because that one is sore. In closing, on the 7th of September, the Sunday Times Gen X are actually hosting its very anticipated interactive showcase. What can the youth look forward to and expect from Converse and Rookie USA?
So from a Converse perspective, and I said to you with regards to our pillars, music, art, fashion.
Yeah.
From a Rookie USA, I mean, Rookie USA has brands that obviously are quite exciting under them. So Converse, you'll get to see Converse in its element.
Okay, good.
And you're going to also be challenged from a Converse perspective. So you can also, you're going to get to live our pillars, which is quite exciting.
Good, good.
And from Rookie USA, you're going to get to play with us a little bit.
Ooh, play sounds good. So I like how you didn't tell us everything, but also you gave us those little nuggets. Like, so now I'm really looking forward to
but think about it. If you think about Rookie USA, I mean, like you guys don't know with in our brand stable. So we've got Converse Kids, Nike Kids, Jordan Kids, Levi Kids, Hurley Kids and three brands.
Damn.
So if you think about those brands and the Rookie USA and what they all stand for.
Exactly.
Like I said. Oh. I mean, basketball, Jordan.
Come on.
Know, who knows?
Come on.
We've got a target for shooting some hoops.
Oh.
I can just let you know that as a start.
If I come and shoot some hoops, can I win?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What is the question?
Oh.
So you'll have to attend to check it out.
Okay, cool. So it's done. Please don't holler at me in September. I've got plans. I'll be booked and busy on the 7th. I'm at the Interactive Showcase. On the 20th, we're at the main awards. And on the 28th of September is the Youth Marketing Conference. Now, this is, of course, all courtesy of the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood in its 19th year. That is so exciting. And if anything, it's quite encouraging. I'm like, what have I been doing for 19 years straight? Hey, yeah. People are working. We must also work. Thank you so much, Teboho Motlhame, who is the marketing manager at Sky Distributions. She's just shared with us that, Converse and Sky Distributions have some very exciting things coming up. And if you want to participate in that, all you need to do is join us in the month of September. Or if you want more information, you can simply visit sundaytimesgennext.co.za. My name is Lebang Khosana, and you're listening to cliffcentral.com.